News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
So, dog fouling penalties are increasing. They've gone up €100 from 150 to 250. And on top of that, there's a €250,000 fund for local authorities to clean up towns and cities. But Dublin City Councillor and former Lord Mayor of Dublin, Hazel Chew, is critical of the plans, particularly critical of the increase in the fines. Hazel, I assume it isn't that you object to the fines going up. It's that there's very little point in them going up if nobody's actually receiving any fines in the first place.
Very much that, Anton. I think raising the fine from 150 to 250 might make for a good headline, but it won't stop people from littering if there are not enough officers on our streets to enforce the law. In our largest local authority right now, in Dublin City Council, we have only 14 litter wardens with 8 that is tasked to tackle the city centre. That's nowhere near enough for a capital city of almost 600,000 people. The reality is that most littering goes completely unenforced. So if you raise the fine, so like I have no issue with having a fine in place and having a fine that will deter people if you can enforce it and have enough enforcement officers. And we've been time and time again asking central government to fund local authorities for resources like as such. So either give local authorities the power to raise funds themselves or fund them.
And fund them to do what? What is it that they can do that can actually tackle dog fouling?
So a few things that they can do, like this isn't going to be an either or one solution problem, right? You're going to have a myriad of solutions. Fining, having a high fine is good if you have the enforcement officers, as I said. So have more than 14. And if you think of how I said 14 and 8 of them are for the city centre itself, then you're only having 4 around directly outside the city, which just isn't enough. But the other thing you need to trial is, and I know that I heard the minister saying this on the radio the other day, which is I have proposed and others have proposed DNA dog fouling testing through the councils and building a database to find individuals through the, this sounds kind of gross, but it's not, the poop, so through the dog poop, the dog foul itself. And the reason why the minister had brought it up was because it has been raised by myself, by other colleagues, different places, and it works.
So not getting too graphic, can you explain to us how it works? How exactly does the DNA function in tracking down the offenders?
I am sure your listeners love this during their breakfast, but what happens is they take a piece of the sample, it gets sent to a lab, and the lab then tests it, and the lab already would have a database. There will be a central database after a dog is chipped or we build it from physicists to the vet, etc., etc. So that database will continually be building. And then when the owner is found through the DNA testing, a fine is sent to their door.
Now, surely, Hazel, if you are the type of
like
dog owner,
a traffic fine or any other fine. It does work. Now, just to say, it does work. And you'll also love this one.
Okay.
In a place called Barking and Dagenham, it had been trialed. And what they found was that there was more than 60% of a reduction in dog fouling.
But just explain one bit to me, Hazel. Presumably, if I am the type of dog owner who is happy to allow my dog to foul the paths and just walk on, I'm also the type of dog owner who is highly unlikely to allow that dog's DNA be put on a database that'll catch me.
But you are also a dog owner that would have possibly have your dog chipped. If your dog, chances are you've ever brought them to the vet and you have them tagged. So within that, you're also building the database from that. It will take a little while to build. This was one of the hurdles they had over in Barking and Dagenham and other councils looking at them. But it does work. It takes a little time and it does work. But while you're doing that part, because when you also, there are people with new dogs getting chipped, so you're building that information. While you're doing that, increase your enforcement officers as well, but not during just 9 to 5 times, because I don't know if you own a dog, Anton, but I don't walk my dog like during 9 to 5 hours. I'm in work, so I walk them early or I walk them late at night. So what they did in Bangor was have flexi time for their litter enforcement officers.
Now, on that topic, we're getting
dog fouling.
Okay, we're getting a lot of text along the lines of this saying, do litter wardens and dog wardens have any powers? Sure, can people just walk off without accepting a fine?
They can, but like if you go up, they have powers to fine you. So if you...
But they don't have the power of arrest, so you can just say, I'm away.
No, but either did our traffic wardens before when they gave out tickets and fines and people...
But they gave tickets to a stationary car and stuck it under the windshield wiper. That's not the same as you just saying, I'm not talking to you, I'm going home.
Well, yeah, but then it'll get sent to your address. So
but how will they know who you are?
The information. Well, you get the information from the person where they live. And this is also why...
But sorry, Hazel, I think what the texters are getting at is that if you go up to somebody and you're a litter warden and you say, what is your name? And the person says, I'm not telling you. And then they leave. What can the litter warden then do?
Well, if that person is going to be, well, let's be honest, if that person was going to leave their dog fouling there, chances are they were going to, they're not going to be very nice about it. And if they walk off, they walk off. And this is why the DNA testing would actually help in this scenario as well. Because even if they walk off, okay, fine, we have the proof here, we're going to send you a fine and you're going to have to pay this at some stage or another. So either you take the fine from me now or we're going to take it. And this is why I say it has to be multiple things that we're doing, not just one thing.
Hazel, thank you very much. That is Deputy Leader of the Green Party, Hazel Chu. Text saying, Gardaí have issues with two-legged criminals, let alone the four-legged culprits. Well, if you have a view, 53106 at a cost of 30 cent or 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.